Hello, Audio Boo, this is, Underdog Blogger. I tried to start this over again. I forgot, and we have, like 10 minutes instead of 5. I was trying to cut it down. Okay, the sort of discussion, topic is, you know, ugly people, and the reason I, topic, I call it, ugly people, is I went to a site, I just came across a site, it said, on the web address, it said 1000uglypeople.com, and a notion crossed my mind, and I didn't even know what title, so forgive me. I'm not a person to bash, you know, quote-unquote ugly people, okay? But I was just thinking about how people view people. And, I mean, I don't go around, you know, bashing people, you know, not intentionally. I know we all have looked at someone and it made us laugh, and I think that has to do with, again, what I was mentioning before when I first recorded, is society. And society in which we live, okay, that, you know, molds us in a sense, you know, our character and part of, you know, our character, you know, every, essentially every interaction, you know, event and whatnot, tends to add to, us and our personality, especially things of a significant, because they, make the biggest impact in our lives. And so, what I'm saying in essence is, if you're in a, let's say a society where a lot of negative things are going on, you can react to that, you know, in a, positive fashion, or you can react to that in a negative fashion, and then it'll change the outcome of your life and the way people perceive you as well. And I'll just say this, if say you respond to it in a positive fashion, then people could perceive you to be a beautiful person. Let's just say, because you look at things from a more positive perspective, and so you could be perceived in that way. I had said before, if one is not in the eyes of, let's say, the society, you know, how can I say this? They don't, you know, add up to what society deems as normal in how they look, and that's just the surface. And I didn't touch on, you know, the personality aspect of it, because I think it's the whole of it is really both sides, the person's character and the exterior. Now, a lot of times we look at the exterior and we judge only by the exterior, because, you know, strangers, we don't know, we, you know, never met, and we're gonna have a little jaded opinion there. Now, some people are a good judge of character, But I think it does more justice if you actually speak and talk to that individual, and then not basing everything on what they say, but look at also their mannerisms and the way they dress and stuff. So the exterior does count, but it's not the basis on how you would define an individual in the good or the beautiful or the ugly category, you see, on whether you go either side, the beautiful or the ugly. So I would say there's a the whole is a combination of both of them. And I pondered this morning about how we as a society often rely on the exterior and take that exterior and make a quick assessment or adjustment and say, well, because this person is wearing this type of clothes, or this person is in this geographical location, they're this type of person. You see how the culture has taught us that, okay, if you're in this ghetto type area, I mean, it could be a low income, it could be a rundown area. So if you're in that area, okay, you could be classified as a bad or ugly individual and deemed to stay away from. But this is not the case. And I'll use the word impoverished. If you're impoverished, it does not mean that you are a bad or ugly individual or character because of your location. Neither the way you dress has necessarily reflects who you are. And who you are as an individual can't be solely based on the exterior, what you wear, and because it's loose, because you an individual is very complex, and people are complex, and so that if you were to try to make a fair assessment of whether individuals are a beautiful person or ugly person, I would say make that basis after you have made a good analysis of who they are, what they do, how they react. And it may be through an interview, an array of questions, and what find out where they live and whatnot. So that's my my little bit today, and that try not to so much judge people, or at least I would say our contribution, not to judge people so harshly. That may not fit in what society considers beautiful, especially those are not to bash those who are not beautiful in that sense of context. All right, talk to everyone later and have a great day. Bye.